This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome in to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest, Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations. Before we get going on the Home Improvement Show, what is the difference, Tom, between a completely lucky golf shot and a trick shot?
I have no clue.
You do not.
Because to be honest, I don't have a really good golf shot, but I had a really good one against the celebrity at the golf outing.
In quotations, good one. I think that that's the key. So I'll tell you, we've been talking smack about this thing for about a year, and the day finally came, and Nary Golf Outing to raise money for the foundation was phenomenal. And they put me, and again, quotations, as a celebrity up on a par three, and I got to hit a shot. And everybody pays $5 to basically bet against me, including, I thought, my teammate, Deb Emmons. I thought she was like her and I. It was her and I against the world. She rooted against me on every shot.
I was just going to say, yeah, she was like, why don't you beat him now?
Yeah.
Pay your $5.
And when I lost, she would make fun of me. It was awesome. So I haven't picked up a golf club in 2 years. And so I got there a little early.
I don't want to hear this.
No. Okay, you'll laugh at this. I get up to the par three, and I've got a bunch of balls with me. I thought, well, you know, I'll get 12, 15 shots in. Well, there's a guy working on the right off the green, and I can't take any shots. He finally leaves. I get two practice swings in and go, all right, here we go, because here come the foursomes. And the first 10 foursomes that went through, 6 of them used my shot.
Nice.
I thought, here we go.
Here we go.
Then it went away. And it went away quickly, and man, it went away bad. There was a guy who said, I've played this course 8 times. I never even knew there was water on the right. Wow, did you hit that thing a long way off? And I said, I don't want to hear about it, man. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then the last 4 foursomes that came through, it came back again. And the last foursome said, look, we're 14 under. We need your help. I said, you came to the wrong guy, man. You know what? Let me see. And, Tom, I hit one, and it went right over the pin, stopped, and rolled back to within 4 feet.
Oh, nice.
Dropped the club. I said, I'm done, boys. That's it.
And you probably gave him the winning shot, because I think the winning was at minus 15 or 16.
Was
it 16? Yeah.
And they got to 15 because they tapped that one in. But when you came through, I didn't hit a great shot, but it wasn't a bad shot.
It wasn't a bad shot. Yeah.
Your ball, let me explain why I asked Tom Mainville from Story Hill Renovations. You can go to storyhillrenovations.com for golf swing.
I wish I could have got video of the shot. I'm not kidding.
His ball hit a tree, okay? And then it hit the golf pad. Not once, but it bounced real high, bounced, hit it again, and for some odd reason, took a bounce to the left after the second time it hit the golf pad, and you rolled a foot or two within my ball, and you looked at me and I looked at you. I said, you can't use that. You said, I don't care how it happened, I beat you. He said, I'm just doing my trick shots.
I think I dropped the club like I would drop a mic, and I was done at that point. So it was good.
Look,
it was good. Only fitting because we talk about this all year.
I know. And the fact that I hit a decent shot and you hit the tree and the golf path twice and then and beat me, you can't take that. You can't. You got an extra raffle ticket.
You know what's funny is when Allison emailed us about the show this week, and I kind of put that in the email. You kind of got feisty on the way back. You were like,
I'm a little competitive, okay? Can you tell?
I can tell.
That's that whole Irish thing,
oh,
you know?
Oh, man, that's funny.
It was what a great golf outing.
Yeah, it was a great outing. We had a lot of golfers this year. Three courses
All 27 holes at Ironwood, and what was nice for a guy like me, normally I've got to hit that shot 34 times or something like that.
Right.
This time it was 28. So because we had other guys on a different night, and the other celebrity was
Coach
the head
from UWM.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
I've met Pat a few times, and he's a good man. And I don't, does he hit the ball pretty well?
Yeah, he hit the ball well when we were there. So he said he was having a pretty good day. So.
Did you beat him?
No. I did not.
There's no
trees.
There's
only one guy I wanted to beat.
No trees on that hole? And golf pass for you to knock into it twice? Oh, that was. The money raised was for the foundation, the Nary Milwaukee Foundation, which if you listen to this show, you know what I feel about that foundation. I'm a big fan. I think the work that they do and the things that they do quietly, I've gotten yelled at because I think they should get more up on the mountaintop and yell about what they're and scream about what they're all the great work they're doing. And they say, no, you know what? We just go about our business and we take care of people that want to get back into the trades. We help them with scholarships. We do a lot. They do a lot of stuff that goes unnoticed, that if they didn't fill that void, nobody would do it.
Yeah, no. It even goes beyond the, like you said, it goes beyond the trades and giving to that portion of what they do. You know, they also recently contributed a check with Nary Milwaukee as well for the Aurora Cancer Care after the soiree.
Yeah.
They matched an amount that we had put in, and it's great. They do some really great things, and I think it's only going to get bigger and better.
Yeah, I do too, and I like the guys that are on that board and trying to figure out, you know, creative things to do and how to raise more money, how to raise more awareness. This new breed that's kind of coming through on the foundation, they're not telling me to be quiet on it.
No. They're saying, and I think that's kind of the direction that we're trying to take that board, you know, is to think outside of the box. And they've got a lot of great things going. And I don't think sometimes that, you know, we talk about it enough.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the shows, I think coming up, and I'm going to talk with Allison about, let's book a couple of Nary Foundation guys and just do a show about the things that they do and how they're trying to do these. You know, it's interesting, and you've been on boards a lot. I've been on boards a lot. And sometimes you kind of just get used to doing the same thing over and over again. And then when you bring in some fresh voices and some guys that haven't been, and girls, women that haven't been, all of a sudden, they start thinking outside of the box a little bit, and the initial reaction is, well, that's not how we do it.
Correct.
And I'm not just talking about the foundation board. I'm talking about a lot of different boards, not in just Nary, but all over. And then as it starts to change and you go, well, you know, we could do it this way. And then once you do it, you go, hold on, that was really good.
Right. And why haven't we been doing this before?
Right.
You know.
And so I'm hoping that's the direction that board is going, and I think it is. And I'll be interested to see here in the next 6 to 12 months the kind of different tweaks that they do, not only to raise more money for the foundation, but then what to do with the money that they have. The interesting part for me is when I do talk to these guys, they go, look, when you talk about us, would you please talk about the scholarships that we offer? Because we don't have a ton of people applying for these things. And if you go on the Nary website, go to the foundation website, and it's laid out really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very easy to fill out.
Really easy to fill out. And if you have a son, daughter, if you're a kid going to MATC, WCTC, you want to get into the trades, and you're thinking, boy, I could use some help with tuition, Nary Foundation sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's amazing how easy it is. We just need to get, you know, this is kind of the whole, you know, it kind of morphs off into the get your kids into the trades.
Right.
We really need to get parents to start thinking that's a viable option, because then they can direct them to the Nary website, and it's just kind of one thing, you know, it's one thing affects another thing, and first and foremost is getting parents and educators to tell kids that the trades are okay.
Hey, two weeks ago, I had Kern Electric out to my house because I haven't had electricity in my garage in a while. And so they had to dig a trench from my home to the garage. And there's a few of us standing there while one young kid was digging the trench. And I started feeling a little guilty. Like, hey. And the boys at Kern Electric said, no, he's fine. You know, this is his job.
Right.
And I said, but I have other shovels. You guys, we want to pitch in? They said, no, we've all been where he's been. And so we made a little fun, and the young guy just worked. And so those guys left, and I went out and talked to him, and I said, hey, look, I kind of felt guilty. He said, no, this, hey, no worries. And I said, how long have you been doing this? He said, I've been doing it about a year, and I'm learning so much. And he was probably 20 years old, Tom.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I'm gonna be a master electrician. That's what I'm going to be. And this sets me up to get all the knowledge I need. And Kern Electric's been wonderful. You know, I work hard,
mm-hmm.
and they pay me pretty well for a kid my age,
mm-hmm.
and teach me along the way. And all they want to know is, am I going to work hard, show up on time and work hard? And I'm willing to do that because this has been a dream of mine. And I can't, boy, the boys at Kern Electric figured it out, but they would not let me pick up a shovel, and they weren't picking up a shovel either.
Right.
They were not, no, we're going to stand here. But teaching this young kid how to show up on time, how to work hard, and if you do those two things and your goal is to be a master electrician, okay, we'll get you there.
Everything else will fall into place. And to be honest with you, he's going to, you know, because he'll have to do some schooling and whatnot, but he'll be ahead of those guys.
Correct.
Because he's already got a summer in of doing some of the things that he's going to be learning what to do,
right,
you know, in the classroom. And we just hired a kid in June, just graduated from South Milwaukee High School, wants to go into George Slattery's program at MATC, his carpentry program. So this summer, we've got him just pushing brooms and heading to, you know, home center stores and buying supplies and taking stuff here and just kind of learning a little
shows
bit.
Shows up every day.
Shows up every day.
On time.
Yeah.
Doesn't complain.
No. So it's, and I, you know, I've always told, you're going to be way ahead of those kids that when you start that first day of school at METC, you're already going to have some general knowledge of what goes on a job site.
Right.
You're already ahead.
Look, we talked 2 years ago at the NARI show, and we're going to talk about this show coming up in October later in the show, but when we had the high school teams there, and you told me 2 years ago, look, I'm offering some of these kids jobs now. The kid's a sophomore in high school, and he lived way up north, and you said, but if when he graduates, he want to move here, I'm going to make him an offer right now, because these kids, man, they work, they take a break when they're supposed to, they've got their lunch pail, they've been on sites before, they've done this stuff for a while, and these kids are like, this is what we do all summer.
Right.
You know what? We join a crew and we go out and we work and we figure out how to use our hands, because that's really important for us up here.
Oh, for sure. And you know, those kids are like sponges. And kudos to them for saying, this is what I want to do. You know, how great is that? I mean, I personally probably can't say at, you know, 16, 17, 18, I knew what I wanted to do. But those that do,
right?
I mean, good for them.
How old do you think you were when you figured it out?
I don't know. I had one career path and then it totally did a 180. So,
it did.
Yeah.
But you know what? Praise the Lord for that. It was a great path.
It was. Yeah, yeah.
It's a really good path.
For sure.
Let's get to a break. Other side of the break. Hey, we're going to talk about the show coming up, the Home and Remodeling show coming up in October for a minute. And then I thought this would be interesting. I went back and looked at the end of 2018, what some of the trends were that people that, you know, smarter than you and I think, predicted would be happening in 2019, and we're now more than halfway through 2019. Let's find out if some of those predictions came true.
Sounds good.
We'll do that on the other side of the break. He's Tom Mainville. Story Hill Renovations. Go to storyhillrenovations.com for more information. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. So when you have two guys here and one is teaching the other how to produce the show,
mm-hmm.
and the new guy forgets to turn the microphone, we got to start looking down to make sure that red light is off when we start talking about me being a diva.
I don't know if I could be that aware at 7 o'clock.
Well, I tell you what, I can from now on, because when I talk about, hey, I'm big time Mike McGivern and I'm a diva, that's good radio.
Normally all they'd hear between breaks is him explaining like the 2-3 zone defense to somebody. It's usually what he talks about.
Yeah, I'm a more of a man-to-man guy, but that's all right. I've had parents over the years. I was at Calvary Baptist, and I had a parent who's also a pastor, and he's also my friend. tough combination, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, he's the guy I do Faith in the Zone with, Pastor Ken Keltner. And after games, if he had to talk to me, I'd say, who am I talking to?
You have to ask which guy you're talking to.
Because I'm going to react to you totally different if you're my pastor or if I'm talking to my friend or a parent. And he always wanted us to play that Syracuse 2-3. Well, their wings are 6'8 and 6'9. We went about 6'1, 5'9, 5'10 across. Right. Come on now.
Yeah.
Let's just play man and just, you know, we won three straight Christian State championships. We're doing something right.
Right.
So leave us alone. Hey, can we talk real quick before we get into these trends that we had talked about? Story Hill Renovations, you and Jack run the company a long time. How's business, first of all?
Business is really good right now. It's very busy.
Is it as hot as it was a year or 2 years ago? Is it leveled off a little bit? Where do you see?
Well, you know, I think the year started off a little slower than we had, you know, seen the last couple of years. So this past year, the phone was a little more quiet in the January, February, March. But then once we obviously use the NARI Spring Home Improvement Show to really jumpstart.
Right.
You know, the things that we got going on in the planning phase in summer so that all the stuff starts to hit, you know, in winter. So we're working off a lot of show stuff right now in terms of getting those to contract. The tour was very, very good for us. We had two or three design agreements signed just off the tour, people that came through the tour.
Boy, that's good.
Which was great.
That's
good. So I'm a big proponent, you know, big fan of the tour.
How many jobs at a time do you guys do at Story Hill?
You know, typically we have 3 to 4 running, and it's really dependent on size. You know, we can always throw a smaller project in there, you know, to maybe push it to 5. But 3 or 4 is really when our staff gets kind of maxed out.
The job size now compared to where it was 3, 4, 5 years ago, much different?
I would say that they're bigger.
Yeah.
I really would. I think that our kitchens, and I don't know if that's just where, you know, our clientele has gone in terms of, you know, our kitchens have gotten bigger in terms of scope and just everything. And then, you know, we've gotten some bigger projects, you know, we're probably looking at more additions and attic buildouts, et cetera. So one of the projects that we have currently in design that goes to contract in a couple weeks is we have a small ranch home in Tulsa where we're literally going to take off the top of the house and build a second floor on it with 2 bedrooms and a bath. So
I hate to ask you this now, but have you ever done that before?
So we've done additions off the back of a house, but no, we've never gone up.
Well,
so
this will be fun.
It'll be fun. No, and honestly, we've got a good crew of trade partners that we use. So, you know, we rely heavy on the expertise of others as well. So, Yeah, and it's going to be good.
Do you think the reason the scope of the projects are bigger is, and we've had this conversation with other guys sitting in your chair, that the transition a number of years ago went from needs to wants? Like, okay, I need my bathroom. I need a new bath. We have to fix this. Or my kitchen is really struggling. We need this. To now, you know what? We need that, but I really want this. And so that makes the scope much bigger.
Yeah, you know, and there's just a bunch of factors that put into play, too. You know, we find just because we're in a lot of the older neighborhoods, most people don't want to move. You know, they've set their roots in that community. Yeah, maybe their kids have gone on and they could go elsewhere, but they really like the neighborhood. They love their neighbors. They love, you know, being able to walk here and there, because obviously when you're, you know, in the Tulsa and the Shorewoods and the Whitefish Bays, a lot of those communities, the reason that they're so unique is that you can walk to different places.
Right.
You don't have to drive here, drive there. The restaurants are unique. Everything's local. And I think that plays into a part of why people just want to stay.
And all your friends are there.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Are there. Your kids just, you know, either went through school or, you know, are still going through the high school or even the middle school there. And, I agree with you. And I wonder if that's the reason. So talk a little bit with Story Hill Renovations, how much time you're out. If somebody were to call you, you know, this weekend, or call you on Monday and say, hey, I heard you on the show, and I'd really like you to come out and take a look at her kitchen. We want to redo our whole kitchen. What's your time frame at this point?
Well, you know, we can get out there to look at something, you know, within a week or two. Typically, when you call us, and if it's a good fit over the phone in terms of, you know, where your budget and the project scope and stuff are, then we can get out to your house within a week or two. That's not a problem. It's really, though, going through our process. And sometimes that's hard for people to get their heads around until they kind of research a bunch of different companies and realize that, you know, remodeling is, you know, and for many companies that really care about what they do, remodeling is a process. So I'm not just selling, you know, if I'm doing a kitchen, I'm not just selling you cabinets and countertops.
Right.
I'm selling you a process. I'm selling you my people and our trade partners. And, you know, so it's a long process. So, you know, typically when you go through that design development process, you know, that could be up to 3 months of getting that done.
Wow.
You know, and then we get you to contract, then typically we're about, you know, 2 to 4 weeks out in terms of starting a project.
So
it could be a 4 to 5 month process before you even start.
I would think, Tom, that there's clients that, you know, we're in this get this to be right now kind of world.
Right.
You know, everything is at our fingertips, and so we want that satisfaction right now. And so I would think that for some clients or potential clients is difficult, right? That's
right.
A difficult idea. Like, what do you mean we're not going to get going for another 4 or 5 months?
And that's where I have to, that's where our staff has to kind of navigate them through the waters. And you know, you're going to do a major kitchen remodel. Do you want to sign up and start in 3 weeks? How well do you think that project's going to go? You know, we do a lot of work on the front end so that when we're ready to swing the hammer, everything's picked out. Everything's ready to go. All our people are lined up. So there's no dead days in between.
Right.
You know, so.
How long did it take you guys at Story Hill Renovations to come up with that process?
This process has been tweaked for probably 11, 12 years ever since we started.
That's a living, breathing document, I'm
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely.
Because if you find something today that you thought was a great idea yesterday and you realize it's not, you tweak that process.
Yeah, and it changes, not only changes through time and in terms of how we do things, but you know, when you start adding people, like, you know, for many a years, Jack and I didn't have a designer, we didn't have a project manager, you know, so it was him and I and our two trucks, and we did things a lot different. And as you add people and they help you tweak the process, and you have to tweak it in order to get, you know, to fit them into this whole process,
right,
then it just changes.
And look, I know every NARI member has their own process. Do you guys talk about that with other NARI members? I mean, do you guys talk about, hey, look, this is what works for us?
Absolutely. You know, and that's kind of the nice thing about NARI. And I tell people that all the time. And I don't know if it's our chapter or it's, you know, chapters across the country, but I really feel like Milwaukee has a good core group of remodelers that you know, we all realize there's plenty of work to go around.
Right.
So we do discuss, hey, what are your challenges or how do you do this or do you know a guy? And I feel like I can contact a lot of different NARI members in this area and talk about those things. And, you know, all this stuff is also on our websites. I mean,
right.
Now that, you know, everyone's got a really nice website, one of your pages is pretty much your process.
Well, your website's been tweaked.
Oh, yeah.
It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks
Thank
really
you.
Good.
We did it last year.
The 11 month after my job is done, this sets you guys apart a little bit because I haven't seen this or heard about this before, but you guys make an appointment 11 months after your project is complete to check in on the final results.
Yep.
So you guys, not 12 months, let's not wait a year.
Right.
Let's go inside that year and let us come back and just have a conversation. Is this everything you would hope for?
Exactly.
Do you find that there are people that say, look, I love this. I wish I would have done. This is a little bit of a disappointment. I'm sure there's some of that.
Yeah, I mean, we use that to be honest with you, we use that session as not only, it's just continuing the trust that we already built with them when we did the project. So I'm coming in at 11 months. And I want to make sure if your kitchen doors are out of line or you're like, oh, I really don't, something happened here within the past year, that I'm able to go back there, fix it all before that 1 year warranty. And I tell people, you know, we do have a 1 year warranty, but I'm like, obviously after, if something were to happen, you should be giving me a call because it's my name on the project.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to continue that trust. But, you know, we also use that as an opportunity to look at things like, hey, you know, all of a sudden they'll be like, hey, Now the bathroom's over here, and you know we've got a year where we took a break from remodeling, and it just becomes another conversation and possibly another job.
Hey, last week I had an issue with my phone, and I went in, and I was a year and 3 days. And the guy said, you had a year warranty. I said, come on, man. It's 3 days. He said, I got it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I said, that's my luck. Right there, the luck of the Irish right there, 3 days
Well, so
late.
That's why we do the 11 months, so we can get in there and just kind of make sure that you're happy with everything. That, like you said, the kitchen is, or bathroom is what you hope for, and you're using it the way that you thought you would. And then also, if we can tweak anything or fix anything, you know, prior to that, that's what we want to do.
And I love the fact that when we talked about NARI members, you're right. You go on their website, everybody's got a process. Everybody has their own, what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that we talk about it. You know, there's guys listening right now that don't know about your 11-month visit. And they might think, boy, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it at 10 months. I'll mess up Story Hill. Hey, we never got to this. We'll get to these trends. Again, I did this research this morning, thought this would be interesting. People had really smart people had predicted some 2019 trends. Well, we're more than halfway through 2019. And we're going to find out from Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations, if these trends did happen. And if they didn't happen yet in Milwaukee, will they happen soon? Because sometimes we're a little bit behind on some of this stuff. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest today, Tom Mainville from Story Hill Renovations. Go to storyhillrenovations.com. Hey, before we get into the trends, the 2019 Home and Remodeling Show is coming up October 18th, 19th, and 20th, as always, at State Fair Park. And that's going to come a lot quicker than we think.
Yep, we're already in the midst of planning it. I think that the office has the speakers lined up, and that committee is really doing a good job of putting. I think the fall show is going to be awesome.
Thanks. Really, I'm on really that will. Committee. So.
Are you? Good. Good.
Yeah.
No, I hear the thing. Well, because obviously being on the board, I see the agendas for the monthly meetings, and it looks like a lot of stuff's getting done.
Did they have on those meetings that you're reading, mm-hmm. like, is there anywhere in big, bold letters that say, pick on McGivern?
No.
Boy, I get slammed in those things. I'm like the common denominator somehow. And it doesn't matter where I sit. I figure, look, I'll pick different spots because maybe they won't see me over here. But last time I know, I'm tough to miss.
Come on.
But, you know, last time I thought, well, I'll sit next to Diane. She's the executive director.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to give me shots if I'm sitting next to her. She started them.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. So hopefully this next meeting we have, you know, Michelle Brown will tell people, you know, he's kind of a snowflake. Quit picking on that boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's about 2 months away now, 2.5 months. So
yeah, it's a lot going on. It's going to be, you're right, it's going to
be
a great show.
Yep.
I agree. Again, you can go to NARIMilwaukee.org for more information, but it's October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Make sure you put it on your calendar at State Fair Park. And that's always a really good show for people that are looking and thinking about doing things for the spring of 2020, for the summer of 2020. It's a perfect time to come out and meet you guys.
Well, and it kind of goes to your point as we were talking about the whole planning process. And honestly, you know, when people come to that spring show, and what's great about the spring show is everybody's excited because it's spring, right? And we're getting into spring where people want to do projects. But then they kind of find out like, oh, we're not going to be able to do this till probably the end of summer because we have all this planning to do. Well, that's why the fall show is perfect.
Right.
You know, you can start planning then. So then, yes, you can tee up your projects come springtime.
Yeah, that's a great, that's a really good point. Again, October 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. All right, we're going to get into this real quick. So I looked at this at the end of 2018. There were some trends that people were predicting for 2019, and we're now almost into August. So let's find out from your view here in this area if any of these or some of these happened in 2019. Number one trend, the backsplash feature wall. So they're talking about in-kitchen backsplashes will make up Even bigger statement in 2019 is designers are extending the tile all the way up to the ceiling.
I totally agree. And if you check out our website, we have some backsplashes that I look at now. And to be honest, you know, I'm a guy, right?
Yeah, you are.
And Jack and I, when we used to do it, it used to be just, you know, beiges and this and that and very simple. Some of the stuff our designers put in out, I'll see it, you know, when it comes to the warehouse. Right. And I'll kind of have to go through it to make sure. And I'll even take it into her office. I'm like, did we order this? And she's like, yes.
Yes, we did.
I'm like, okay.
Wait
and
till
then
you
I'll,
see.
And then I'll put it back in the box. And yeah, and it goes up on the wall. And I'm just like, I'm stunned. Like, it looks that good. So well, we've done some really cool stuff.
The backsplash feature wall is something they predicted that you say is definitely
yes.
a big deal.
Yes.
Number two, glass and steel room dividers. And they talk about glass and steel front doors and showers have been trending for several years now, but the trend is also starting to pick up for interior room dividers.
I don't think our area is seeing that yet. Because we haven't done much, and I haven't seen anything in the projects around here that have been doing that, but it could be.
So, because everybody jumped into the open concept.
Right.
Hard.
Right.
Everybody. And it, you know, every TV
still.
Show, I want to be able to be in the kitchen cooking and still be part of the action. I don't want to be. And now, maybe because everybody jumped in, they're now starting to say, okay, there is going to be some dividers, and they want it to look good. And
yeah, it's possible. Like on a couple of projects that we're going to be starting within the next month, it's all open and walls up. So
wow,
you know,
number three trend that they predicted would be big in 2019, moody hues, which is colors, and says clients are starting to lean away from trending gray of the past years into, you know, a little bit softer and some gold hardware and fixtures. Your thought on that?
I agree totally on the,
really?
The gold hardware and fixtures. We're seeing a lot of different mixes and matches of fixture colors within a space. The gold, the brushed gold is definitely, it's definitely here. And I you know, it's funny because I had seen that about three or four years ago at a KBiz show in Las Vegas. And I'm seeing all these brushed gold fixtures, and I'm like, you can't, that's not coming back, is it? You know, but it
sure
takes
enough.
A while to get here.
Right.
And it's here. It's
that's
here.
That's awesome. Number
yeah.
four, again, trends that we're talking about that people predicted the end of 2018 would be big in 2019. Number four trend was bench seating in the kitchen.
Yes, we are currently finishing a kitchen in Mequon where we've done bench seating. Our house on the tour.
Yeah.
That we had in Whitefish Bay, that one had bench seating, so I would have to say yes, that is coming back.
That surprised you?
No, because honestly, sometimes the spots and where they had put the kitchen table at one point, you couldn't really do much with that spot other than create some bench seating, which kind of gave them more seats versus having chairs around a table. So I see why we did it, and it looks awesome.
Number five, this is big because what you just said a minute ago, you said, look, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Number five, pink kitchen cabinets.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You have not, right? You know what? Next box that you open up that comes to the warehouse, if you see pink kitchen cabinets, you call me.
No, you know, and we've seen, you know, I do think that we're going away from the all white kitchens, and we're starting to see a mix and match of different cabinet stains, colors. We're incorporating some really bold colors into islands. So I do believe that we're getting away a little bit from that just all-white kitchen that is still very popular. Well, it's still timeless, but I think we're getting away from that. But pink I haven't seen yet.
Your timing is perfect because they also put in three officially out for 2019. Officially out. All white, everything in kitchen. You just talked about that. You're seeing people really get away from that.
Yeah, you know, and it's still in some of the houses that we do, you know, and especially in the older housing stock, you know, we're still doing the white trim and white cabinets, but they're really throwing the colors with like the great backsplashes and some really unique patterns. But we are seeing just the all white's not as, you know, I honestly, probably 3 years ago, our website was all white kitchens.
Really?
Yeah. And now it's totally different.
And are people getting, with the colors they're using, getting pretty aggressive with it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think Eileen, our designer, does a really nice job of navigating those waters. I think that the island pieces are becoming more bold. It's more of a statement piece.
I can't wait for you guys to put in your first pink kitchen cabinets. Make sure that you let me know when that's happening, all right?
I will.
Before we get to a break, two other things that are officially out for 2019 I want to get your opinion on. The single accent wall.
Nah, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah,
some people are doing it, but... But
it'll be out in 2021 here.
Sure.
Gone.
Sure.
Gone.
Takes a little while here.
And then it'll be coming back somewhere else in 2021.
Yeah.
And the last officially out is open shelving. Open shelving in the kitchen is out. It has finally been around long enough to convince everyone of the aesthetic appeals and its life of how it fails with the look of it. And she said, look, it's as of 2019, open shelving is out.
No.
That's awesome.
I'm still thinking that it's in because we've done a couple kitchens with the open shelving. You know, open shelving is, it's not for every client, but, you know, if you have some things that's what you want to do with them and you're... kitchen is neat enough, you know, when you have small children and open shelving and there's just stuff everywhere.
Right.
To me, that's like, you know, chaos and stressful. But
do you know that for firsthand or?
Yeah,
maybe you do.
Exactly. but no, I mean, we still do some open shelving.
Hey, so. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, just a handful of 2020 bathroom trends for next year that I want to get your opinion on.
So those will get to us in 2022.
Yeah, well, a couple of these, I don't know if they're ever going to get here. I have to be honest with you. And I can't wait to get your opinion on a couple of these. He is Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations. Go to storyhillrenovations.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We've been talking about trends. You know the best place to find trends?
Hmm.
Is that Home Improvement Show coming up?
Yeah.
You're like, that's called a segue, brother. 2019 Home and Remodeling Show, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Go to narymilwaukee.org. If you're a Nary member and you've not signed up to have your booth, I think there's still time.
Oh, yeah. It's selling fast, though. It is selling fast.
Yep.
So
make sure that you get a hold of the people at the front office, my favorite girls.
Yeah. And you know what, too? Make sure if you want to follow, like the Facebook page that we have for the fall show, so that we can get some likes, and then we keep updating that page with speakers and everything else. So
look at
make
you,
sure that you like
Mr.
that Facebook
social
page.
Media guy.
You know, yeah, you know me. Know. Come on, man.
Mr. Social Media Guy. That's Tom Mainville. Follow him on Twitter, on Instagram, Snapchat.
You won't find me.
You won't find him anywhere on those. Really quickly, and I just want to get your opinion because I think these are, they did not write this for our area, I don't believe. Bathroom trends for 2020. Number one is Art Deco. So if you're looking 2020 decorating trends or other future decor, it is a good idea to look at what the big suppliers recently purchased. This is clearly some Art Deco on the, there's clearly Art Deco on the horizon.
I would say, I would say yes. I think a couple of our projects, we've done some kind of unique Art Deco stuff. You know, we did our first freestanding tub in the Sherman Park area, which is a really cool old house, and they kind of brought that bathroom back to a vintage look. So, yeah.
Number two is, again, decor trend in 2020, exposed plumbing. Exposed brass plumbing of the Art Deco bathroom leads to the next design element that we all agree on, more exposed plumbing as an industrial look with black trim.
You know what's funny is I would have to say we've done a couple baths, you know, and really the exposed plumbing part of it is if you're going to do like a pedestal sink where you have that, you know, plumbing underneath. Funny story. So, you know, Jesse from Milestone.
I do.
She's our plumber. So we actually did a bathroom in the Jennings Park neighborhood where we had exposed plumbing underneath. And, you know, this client wanted the P-trap and everything to be this antique brass.
Right.
And we couldn't find it. So here's Jessie under her sink, her own sink at her house, spray painting the P-trap to see if this paint would work so that we could paint this P-trap in our bathroom.
She's just the best.
She's
just the best.
I'm like, honestly, I think she was pregnant at the time. I'm like, Jessie, you're not supposed to be painting when you're pregnant.
Did it work?
It worked.
There you go.
We painted it. All good.
Milestone plumbing.
But she goes above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
She's awesome.
The next couple, I looking forward to hearing your response. Another hot trend, 2020, is the statement wall in the bath. And,
you know, so sometimes when we'll do a big, like, walk-in shower, that back wall will do kind of a different tile than the other walls just to kind of make it a statement piece, but... You know, you have to have a pretty big bathroom to have a statement wall.
Right.
Or, you know, as we get into the next point, I think of hanging art on a big wall in a bathroom.
Yeah, large, major artwork is another, the next trend.
You know, to be honest with you, and you know the kind of housing stock, you know, we're kind of typically called for the older areas of Tosa, Shoreway, Fish Bay. A lot of those bathrooms are 5x8 or maybe 8x10 at the max.
Yeah, and you're not hanging any large.
I'm trying to get every, inch of this bathroom if I can as possible. So I don't know.
Number five, a bold black spa is big. And again, when we're talking about bathrooms in this area, and you had said this in our pre-show meeting, you know, maybe out in the Lake Countries area and some of those big, you can look at that, but a lot of, you know, probably 80% of the houses you work on, it's probably not going to be a big, beautiful black spa in the bathroom.
No, and black, I mean, you know, we're seeing a lot more black windows in terms of the interior and exterior finishes, but, you know, in terms of like fixtures and things, toilets or sinks in black, we're not seeing it. So, I would just think that would be, well... You know, that was probably a rage in, what, the 70s, 80s? We were pulling black toilets and sinks out at one point, but I don't know. I see it now.
You don't see it coming back?
No.
At least probably not in this
area. But you know what?
Area.
My designer could probably be listening right now and thinking I'm crazy that, it's coming back. I just don't. It's not on my radar right now.
The pink kitchen cabinets and the black toilets, they're in your warehouse.
I just don't know it.
You have not seen it yet. Hey, you know, when you first came today, you said, hey, look, I don't know, man. Normally, I'm a little bit more prepared. This is always really good stuff. You know, to be able to do this, and the reason I got here nice and early today and looked up some of these trends is I think it's fun to talk about, and it's fun to ask guys like you, do you see this coming, and has it arrived?
Sure.
And when you talk a little bit about some of the things that we talked about, you're like, man, it's here.
Yeah.
You know, the total white kitchen is gone for now. You know, it always, other than Shea carpeting, everything's in leisure suits. Everything seems to come back. Disco,
you still got yours though, right?
Yeah, it doesn't fit so well. But the disco that never made a comeback either.
Yeah.
Because if it did, man, I was the man when it came. No, I'm kidding. I was never the man.
Gosh.
I was never ever the man. Hey, when you guys get prepared for the 2019 Home and Remodeling Show, do you know right now? For Story Hill Renovations, what you guys are going to showcase at that show? How far in advance for you? I know with Neri that we're talking already about, you know, this show and then the next show and the next show. How at Story Hill Renovations, when do you start to decide what you're going to showcase at that show?
Well, our shows are pretty simple in terms of, you know, our booth setup and what we're going to do. We don't go real elaborate with our booths in terms of bringing in a bunch of new different, you know, fixtures and having a full kitchen setup. You know, ours is more of a real simple space where people can come in, talk about projects. You know, we have a rolling show on a TV, you know, in terms of all of our photos. And then we can just kind of discuss projects more. You know, we use the shows honestly as an opportunity for you to meet us, to talk about your project and just to have good conversations. And honestly, shows are really meant to educate the consumer as well, because they'll come to the show And you know, some will catch people with sad faces as they're walking down the aisle because they didn't realize what they're into in terms of, hey, I want to remodel my bathroom. What's it going to cost? Because you can be from here to here, you know,
right,
in terms of the price. So sometimes it's an eye-opening experience. But we're there more to educate and kind of tell people about our process, pricing, et
yep.
cetera.
And it's interesting because all NARI members have a different take on it. Because mm-hmm. some guys go really elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And they take up, you know, 2-3 booths, and they've got all the, you know, bells and whistles. And they want to be able to showcase that part of what they do. And other guys like you, hey, look, it's just more of a conversation. This is just an introduction. You want to see the bells and whistles. Let's set the meeting up, and I will go through all that stuff with you if that's what you want.
Right. You know, and for us, remodeling is relationships. It really is, because we are in someone's house for 3 to 4 months at a time. You know, we get to know the dog and the family and the kids, you know. So for us, the relationship starts at a show when they're able to talk to us for 5 minutes and get a good feel for who we are and what we do.
How different are you, Tom? How long has History Hill Renovations been around?
We started in 2007, so this will be our 12th year.
How different is this company now than when it was, in, you know, 11, 12 years ago?
It's very different.
It is.
It's very different, yeah. It's to be honest, Mike, I do shake my head sometimes at where we're at now versus, you know, when we first started. And I don't know if Jack and I saw this as, yeah, we're going to do this for a while, you know, a long time, you know. It's a viable, you know, we love it.
Do you sleep better now than you did 12 years ago?
Yes.
No doubt, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because
we still have the stress of owning
sure.
a business, so that's never going away.
And I don't sleep now, and yeah. I can't imagine if I owned my own business.
Right.
Because then I'd really never sleep. And I have a lot of respect for you guys that sit where you're sitting, these NARI members that have said, look, I want to own my own company. And this is why, and this is our mission statement. And I like the fact that when we had that conversation about the process at Story Hill Renovations, that you're open enough and not have an ego big enough to say, look, our process changes. It's a living, breathing document, and we'll change it as we go.
And that's how we've built our business, by joining NARI and starting to associate and surround ourselves with these type of professionals. They've helped us. This organization has helped us tremendously.
It's a great organization, NARIMilwaukee.org. Hey, Tom, thanks. Good to see you. Really lucky shot on that golf course. This is the NARI Milwaukee.
I knew you had to get that in.
NARI Milwaukee home. He hit a tree in the golf path twice. Welcome. Thank you for listening. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.